Stop what you're doing, because you're now tuned in to the hottest sports show on the planet.
You know who it is.
The Smith Express Sports Show, hosted by yours truly, Christopher C. Smith.
Yo, 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 what's poppin'? What's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We're here live on the hottest sports show on the planet, Smith Express Sports, with the dopest co-host ever, D-Will, Dominic Wilson. What's good, my dude?
What's up? What's up? What's up? Thank you for having me on the best show in the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No doubt, no doubt. Hey, let's definitely get into it. There's been a lot going on in the NBA, the college basketball, you know what I'm saying? Hey, what's your take on the Milwaukee Bucks firing their head coach and hiring Doc Rivers?
Man, first and foremost, I think that they seen something in that head coach that they didn't like, and before it got too far, they figured they would just cut the head off of the snake. And I think they was right, to be honest with you, because their offense was flowing just like it should when you got two of the top players in the league with Dame Lillard and Giannis. But I definitely think they needed another point of view and another system. And Doc Rivers, really, he got a good offense. Now, is the defense going to be there? I don't know. But he definitely can coach. So it's no question to his coaching ability. But what do you think?
Like, you know what I'm saying? And to keep it a buck, like, you know what I'm saying? Doc Rivers, he's – I think he's like ninth on the most winnings, like with the most winnings and stuff. But he, like, you know what I'm saying? But in the last, what, 15, 16 years, just one championship, his hurdle is getting out of either making it to the playoffs or getting out of the second round. You feel me? Of course, he's made it to the finals a couple of times. But you know what I'm saying? I feel like this right here is definitely like his last go around. You feel me? He definitely got to show and prove. Because, you know what I'm saying, he's coached some of the greats, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
lot of Hall of Famers already, you feel me? Whether Clippers, Philly, you know what I'm saying? And he could never get the job done, you know what I'm saying? Boston, yeah, because, you know what I'm saying, their situation was special at that time. But even then, like, when it came back to re-up or do it again, he couldn't get past, you know what I'm saying, Kobe and them, or, you know what I'm saying, whatever it is, or the whole LeBron era. So, you know what I'm saying, this right here is definitely a show and prove type shit, and I think that this is definitely his last hope.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. You're right about that.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I definitely wish him the best, because, you know what I'm saying, Milwaukee in general, they didn't have a losing record. You feel me? That's why it kind of blew me. Like, it was a shocker for it to happen out the blue. You feel me? Because that head coach was doing a decent job, but like you said, I guess it was something going on that the players wasn't comfortable with, or the head management and the top office wasn't pleased with, and they did what they do. You know what I'm saying? But that head coach that got fired, he gonna definitely get another job somewhere else.
Oh yeah, like a lot of coaches, they just go to like assistants and work for other teams, and like there's always a job for somebody who has talent. Like, just because you don't have the job that you want, don't mean that you won't get the job that you need. Because there's a spot for him on someone else's team. Like, he can do a lot of things.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I do feel bad that sometimes when a lot of these coaches lose their jobs and whatnot. But to be truthful, some of these coaches are overpaid anyway.
Facts.
They making $3-4 million a year. You get fired, and then you go to another position making almost $1 million or more. I mean, how can I feel bad for you?
I definitely agree.
You did terrible. Not saying him for it. Not saying that the guy who got fired, this fits him, but it might. But you do terrible. You still get a check. You still make $5 or $6 million, regardless if you did a good job or not. So why should I feel sad for you when you do a terrible job and you still getting a check? If when I'm working a job, when most Americans work, or people all around the world are working a job, hard-working Americans and hard-working people all around the world, when they don't perform at their job, they get fired. They don't get the check. They get fired. That's what happens. They don't make millions of dollars.
Facts.
If they do poor, if this man is a janitor and the hallways ain't clean, he gets fired. He doesn't get a check.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
But this guy, he's making $5, $6 million a year. And when he doesn't do his job, he gets fired and still gets paid. So,
oh, yeah. Facts. Yeah. Like, hey, just like the Detroit Pistons coach.
Yeah.
Bogus as hell. Pistons only won 4 games this year.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And he one of the highest paid coaches.
They just don't have talent, like, on that team. It's not a lot of talent on that team.
You could at least be at 10 games, though, right now, though.
Oh, I'm with you on that. I'm with you on it. They, like, one of the worst teams in the league. They are the worst team in the league. You're right. Yeah. It's just a lot of weird stuff. But listen, I will tell you this, though. Man, the NBA got it so right. I really enjoy watching the NBA, man. They got it right. Everything about the NBA, I just enjoy so much. Most everything.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Like, the players scoring more now than they ever did in history. Like, that's crazy. What's your take on that?
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. Like, it's been a lot of high-scoring games from Luka 73 to Joel Embiid 70. You know what I'm saying? Booker, I believe, just put up 62. You know what I'm saying? A couple other people. I think Giannis just did a high-scoring game, didn't he?
He had one earlier this year. He scored 60-something, and then Damian Lillard had one, too. Damian Lillard scored 60-something.
Yeah, but my take on it, bro, like, sooner or later, somebody definitely going to score, going to get past that 100 point, you feel me, eventually. Because it's crazy how it's happening more and more, especially this season. So, like, I would say, like, within the next year or two, somebody definitely going to hit that 100 point.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
But Luka was smoking. Luka was knocking him down. Cause, you know what I'm saying? Ain't like he was just gunning. Like, he was really knocking him down. His percentages was high, field goal and three-point range.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you. Luka was cold, bro. Luka is silly cold.
Yeah, who you got for MVP now based on what you've seen so far this season?
Luka and Jokic. Luka, Joel Embiid at the top.
Damn, what about Jokic? You know what I'm saying? You ain't got Jokic in the mix?
Of course he's top five, but the top two is going to be Luka and
Embiid.
And yeah, Luka and Embiid. Got to be.
Yeah.
Embiid, number one scorer in the league right now.
That's crazy. That's crazy. So look, hey, for the last, 10, 20 years, it's always been a smaller point guard, shooting guard type of league. Do you think with big men killing the game like Giannis, Denver Nuggets dude, I can't even think of his name. We just talked about him. But do you think people like, you're like, I mean, my fault, the Joker, Jokic, do you think that like it's getting back to the basics to where big men are getting their power back and is being as powerful as they once was in the 90s, early 2000s?
No, I don't. I think this is a guards league.
Like, look at Wembanyama and all the big men.
Wembanyama, Cole, he's nice. He's a rookie, so, like, of course he's going to get his weight up and he's going to play better. And he right now, this year, like, Greg Pop is just letting the game come to him and he's learning from, you know, from other NBA players and whatnot and trying to become a good player instead of like the man in the ball like he should and get and pick his spots on the court the way he should. But he's gonna get there, but truth be told, no, it's the guard. If you look around the league and see who's scoring the most, it's really like the guards and the power forwards. Like, really, like, there's more higher scores to my knowledge anyway. Like, I ain't like microscope over the whole league and see, but I would believe, I'm almost positive that most of the people who score, like, you got your Shai Gilgeous-Alexanders, you got your Lucas, you got your, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's more, you know, the Jason Tatums Browns and, you know what I mean?
Like, You know what I'm saying? Like, no doubt, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, can you see within the next 2 to 3 years that that the league going to be back to the big men driven, center-based, you know what I'm saying, high scoring? Because what? You just said Joel Embiid is the highest scorer in the league right now. You feel me?
Yeah, he has the most. Right now, he's like averaging 36 points a game.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy for real. I ain't gonna stunt. That's That's sensational.
Hey, look,
Luka,
hold on.
Luka right behind him, though.
Yeah, but hold on. But look, let me ask you this, though. Like, with Doc Rivers going to Milwaukee and teams like Boston and Philly, do you think now with Doc Rivers joining them that they that he puts Milwaukee above them? Because Philly ain't no hoe. Boston ain't no hoe still.
No, you got a point.
And Doc Rivers coached both of them.
Yeah.
Do you really deep down think that that Milwaukee could beat Boston or Philly in a game seven and advance?
Yes, I do.
And could possibly come out the East.
Anytime you got Giannis and Damian Lillard, you got a good head coach, an experienced head coach, a coach who's been there, and anything can happen. You got two of the top players in the league. Who knows what can happen? Any hungry, and it's not like they got a team full of screw-ups. They got some players. They still got Chris Middleton down there. You still got Brooke Lopez. You still got some decent bench players. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got some weapons. Like, they did lose Grayson Allen, which was defense and three-point shooting. But, I mean, what you pick up when you got Damian Lillard, he'll pick up a lot of slack on the offense. Like, a lot of slack. Like, Damian Lillard, it's Dame time. You hear me?
Yeah, no doubt. Like, you know what I'm saying? Milwaukee's still a powerhouse. I was just saying, like, with Doc Rivers being there.
I really got them over Philly.
Over Philly?
Yep. I don't care how good Joel Embiid is. He ain't, to me, he's not Giannis.
You think so? Or Maxie, Max, like that team is more well-rounded since they got rid of the pieces they need to get rid of.
I'm agreeing with you. Yeah, you're right. They got rid of some pieces.
Especially James Harden. Pieces. James Harden was just in a way. Harden.
Yeah, but James Harden is super talented. He led the league in assists. His assist was up ridiculous, and he helped Joel Embiid get the MVP. He was feeding good that pick and roll, like it was good because you can't just leave James Harden open. I don't care how bad he people say of a shooter he is, which he's not a bad shooter. He's good.
He just doesn't show off in the playoffs.
Exactly. There's times he go MIA on milk cartons, and you can't even find his face on the milk carton.
Yeah, that's facts.
Playoffs.
That's
but regular season, he definitely shows up.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but when they really need him and when it counts, he's not there. I mean, and to keep it low key, of course, the West got the power, but the East Coast is lit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got their teams. You know what I'm saying? Like, on some don't be surprised or don't sleep on them type shit. You feel me? Indiana's still going hard. New York is still going hard. Miami's still there. Not saying that hey, you know what I'm saying, that I got them going to the finals. But, you know what I'm saying, if healthy and, you know what I'm saying, And you know what I'm saying, God forbid something happened to the other great team, don't be surprised. It's definitely going to be some upsets in this year's playoffs, though. You know what I'm saying? People you least expected not to be going home so early. Niggas definitely going to be going home early. Because, like, you know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, like, I think to come out the East, it's definitely, to me, I got Boston, Milwaukee, or Philly. But don't sleep on Miami. Indiana ain't no hoe. You feel me?
I'm with you.
And like, hey, and since you know what I'm saying, since you've been alive, what era had the best Indiana Pacers team? Do you think that this right here may be one of the best Indiana teams that we've seen in our lifetime so far?
No. It's one of them. I don't know. I like that team, man. When they have Paul George, George Hill, like, man, that team really. And I can't remember all the players that they had that year, man. But they had some. Oh no, I do remember. They had. I want to say they had Lance Stevens on that team. Man, they had defense. They had offense, but they just couldn't get up past Miami. Miami was balling that year. Like, Miami, you know, you had Dwayne Wade, LeBron, you had Chris Bosh, you had Sue. That was enough right there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but, like, do you remember the era where, you remember when the Pistons won that championship that last year and Reggie Miller went up for that layup and Tayshaun Prince blocked it?
Yeah, I remember.
Like, I think that that's the furthest, because, like, I wouldn't say that's the furthest Pacers ever made it, because, like, I don't ever remember Pacers being in the finals. I mean, they probably had, but they're probably too young to remember, you feel me?
Yeah.
But, like,
I remember the Pacers being,
when it was Rick Smith, Mark Jackson.
Been a long time.
Yeah, so hey, look, let me ask you this. I know you peeped the Caitlin Clark Iowa LSU game, right?
Yeah, I always watch Caitlin Clark. And
what's your take on that?
And I think Caitlin Clark, she's gonna be number one draft pick this year.
Facts.
And she's gonna go to the Pacers.
Facts. The Pacers?
Probably.
Damn.
Probably.
No, well. What's the Indiana female, what's their names?
Fever. Indiana Fever.
Oh, you said the Pacers. That's all.
Yeah. You know, man, they're going to be just as good as, well, no, actually, Indiana Pacers probably do a lot better this year. But I got losing in Indiana team sucking so bad in my mind that it don't really matter what moves they do or most of the time. But now this year, I don't know, I can't lie, man. They look real good, especially with the little pick that they got on Pascal Siakam. Man. But I'll tell you this. Caitlin Clark, she's a beast, bro. She's a beast, man. Actually, you gotta give it to her. She averaging like something silly. She's gonna end up being the all-time leading scorer in college basketball. She's gonna be like I said, number one draft pick. Angel Reese is good too, though. They lost like two, maybe three games, but they're like number LSU is number nine, I think. Number one is Don Staley's team. They ain't been beat yet, though.
Who is
we
that?
Ain't even been Don Staley. Oh, South Carolina.
Oh, damn! They balling like that.
Man, they balling.
Who they got on their team?
Shoot, they got some hoopers. Let me see. I can't even remember all of their players' names.
Do they got any star players that's going to be drafted or going to the WNBA?
Yeah, they do. They do. They don't have, like, they household names, but all we really see mostly is getting all the clout is, like, the Juju Watkins, because she's a freshman out of Southern California University. She's a dog, but she's been injured and bang in and out of the lineup or not. But when she's healthy, she's like a 30-point. She can average 30. You know what I'm saying? You know, we talk about Caitlin Clark. We talk about LSU. We talk about you know, there's a bunch of other women that I should give more credit to, and forgive me for not remembering all of y'all names, because I know y'all work so hard out there and y'all do so well. And I do appreciate y'all game, even though you don't get a lot of TV acknowledgement or sports analysis. People don't really, you know, show y'all dues. I'm giving all y'all flowers. All y'all out there doing y'all thing, I truly appreciate y'all. Because there are a lot of women, man, who put their heart and soul out there on that court, and I love it. Every time I watch a good game, it's Notre Dame got some good players. Notre Dame, and they don't, like, I don't always catch, they don't always play a lot of teams on TV, but when they do, I catch and I try to remember their names and whatnot and follow them. But I tell you this, Notre Dame got some good players. Like, man, there's teams all around the country that got some good players that get overlooked. But I'm gonna keep my eye on y'all. Just keep up y'all good work, and I'm gonna remember y'all names, and I'm gonna remember y'all stats, and just remember we watching y'all, and I hope y'all continue to do well, cause y'all inspiring the younger generation of women to want to be better than you are, and I know there's a bunch of y'all out there that's looking up to the WNBA players right now, and It's WNBA players who looked up to WNBA players who looked up to WNBA players. And that's a beautiful thing. Just keep aspiring the next generation to be great.
That's dope. That's real shit. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to keep it, you know what I'm saying, too long. You know what I'm saying? Definitely honored to have you again on the show. You feel me? A dope co-host. Definitely getting it in. You feel me?
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on the greatest show on earth.
No problem. No problem, yo. There you have it. You know what I'm saying? We out. Let's get it.
Yeah.